He says, in accordance to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17, he says, see then that you walk circumspectly. He says, see then what that you walk circumspectly. What in the world does it mean to walk circumspect? Well, I'm so glad you asked that question, because I'm going to give you an answer to it. In fact, I'm going to read it from the Amplify, which clears it up a little bit better for you. It says this in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. It says, look carefully then how you walk. Look carefully how you live. In fact, he's telling you, live purposely. Live worthily and live accurately, he says, not as the unwise or witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people. What is he telling you? Live with intentions. Always be purposeful for why you live. Don't just get up and say, what's going to happen today? I don't know, man. We'll just have to see. No, when you wake up, because you spend time meditating the Word of God, because you spend time in prayer, you can wake up and you can have a plan on how you're going to live for that day. Then he goes on to say this. He says, make the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity, because the days are evil. Now, Paul was writing this letter to the Ephesians church, but God says this is because there's so much witchcraft, so much sorcery, so much confusion, so much delusion. He says that word is just as formative today as it was when Paul penned it over thousands of years ago. Then it says, because you're living with intention, because you're making the most of every time and opportunity that you have, because the days are evil, he says, don't be vague and thoughtless and foolish. What did he say? Don't be vague, thoughtless, and foolish. He says, but I need you to understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. He says, live with intentions, be purposeful. He says, make the most of every situation. Don't be vague about your thoughts. I don't know. Don't be thoughtless, be foolish. He says, but I need you to understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. And he says, don't get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery. He says this, but be filled and stimulated by the Holy Spirit.